I'm Kirkland Don, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Colbert and Myers on Comey drinking games. Did you play? Colbert comes up with a creative drink viewers could have consumed while watching the hearing. Kimmel feels like Comey's testimony is filled with tension. Jimmy Fallon and Conan O'Brien join in today's Punchlines.
Former FBI Director James Comey apparently did not want to be left alone in a room with Donald Trump. That's what he said, yeah. Which is why James Comey was just named an honorary Miss Universe contestant.
People are calling Comey's testimony Washington's Super Bowl. Yeah, and I hear Animal Planet is even airing the puppy Comey testimony.
Former FBI Director James Comey released the opening statement for his testimony tomorrow. He says that Trump once invited him out to dinner, and it turned out to be just the two of them. Even worse, he made them sit on the same side of the booth. It's like, this is weird.
Because these were uncomfortable conversations, Comey told the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, he did not want any future direct communication with President Trump. Melania said the same thing, by the way.
Bars in the Capitol are opening early and offering drink specials like the Covfefe cocktail. Absolutely true. Not made up. Covfefe's made up, but the cocktail is real. That's a cute name. Though I gotta say, if you're gonna come up with a name, Orange Russian is sitting right there. You just take a white Russian. You take a white Russian, you toss in some Cointreau and like a pinch of cat hair. You're all good.
A bar in Washington, D.C. will offer customers a free round of drinks every time President Trump tweets about former FBI Director James Comey during his testimony tomorrow. That story again, a bar in Washington, D.C. is having a going out of business sale.
All in all, Comey says he spoke with Trump 9 times in just 4 months. In contrast, he spoke with President Obama only twice during his entire tenure, once in 2015 to discuss law enforcement policy issues, and then a second time, briefly, for him to say goodbye in late 2016. Oh, and a third time a couple of weeks ago when he asked if I just wanted to say screw it and go hang out with him and Oprah on Richard Branson's yacht.
The Senate released his prepared statement. President Trump was like, you could prepare statements? But there are a few good nuggets in it. Comey confirmed that Trump asked him to, quote, let go of the investigation into ex-National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's ties to Russia. He said that in 4 months, he had 9 one-on-one conversations with Trump, 3 in person, 6 on the phone, which is very unusual. And this is what Comey wrote about his dinner with Trump back in January. He wrote, he had called me at lunchtime that day, invited me to dinner that night, saying he was going to invite my whole family, but decided to have just me this time, with the whole family coming next time. It was unclear from the conversation who else would be at the dinner, although I assumed there would be others. It turned out to be just the two of us. Starting to read like chapter 1 of 50 Shades of Orange, right? It's very sexual. Anyway.
And just as Comey suspected, Trump dropped a bombshell at the meeting. The president said, I need loyalty. I expect loyalty. Comey says, I didn't move, speak, or change my facial expression in any way during the awkward silence that followed. He didn't move. Didn't move a muscle. Basically, Comey treated Trump like the T-Rex in Jurassic Park. It makes sense. It makes sense. They both have the same sized hands. Loyalty.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.